Now here's something you haven't heard in a while at the World, a geoquiz. We're looking for the name of the geopolitical border that once stretched from the Barents Sea to the Black Sea. During the Cold War, this border separated communist East from the capitalist European West. Now that the Cold War is over, we think, the demarcation has taken on a less foreboding role. It's now a bicycle path. Michael Kramer is a German member of the European Parliament. He's been promoting the idea of a bike trail along this historic boundary. Michael, tell us, first of all, what is the name of this trail?
The answer to the geo quiz is the Iron Curtain Trail. And it runs from the Barents Sea to the Black Sea. It touches 20 countries, and 15 of them are today member states of the European Union. And if I would have told you that 25 years ago, you would have said, that is a crazy guy.
Yeah.
But that is reality.
So the Iron Curtain Trail from the Barents Sea to the Black Sea. The Black Sea is near Turkey. The Barents Sea, though, that's way up north, right?
Yeah, that is the border between Norway and Russia on the Barents Sea. And then it runs on the Norwegian-Russian and the Finnish-Russian border. And then the Baltic coastlines of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Kaliningrad, Poland, and the former GDR coastline.
Right, so you can take a whole bike ride through history. You're biking it today. What section are you on?
Yeah, from Gdansk to Gdynia. And tomorrow we go by boat to the Peninsula Hill and then further to the west.
So as you're going down the Iron Curtain Trail, do you get a sense of history? I mean, do you feel like you are at times thrown back into the Cold War?
Of course, because I come from Berlin. And when the wall came down in Berlin, we made an initiative for the Berlin Wall Trail. That is a bicycle route where the wall used to be. Today, it is signposted, it is built in a bicycle-friendly manner, and it is a touristic highlight because the people are coming to Berlin. They are coming because of the history. Only the one who knows the past will master the future. We all want to master the future. Therefore, we have to look at the past.
Tell me about the past few days of biking the trail and things you've seen. What is the most kind of historically important and evocative moment you've had on your bike ride?
Well, first of all, you can't imagine that 25 years ago, it wasn't possible, for example, to go on the coast. That was in the border stretches, that was a military area. It was forbidden for normal people to go there. And in the night, you are not allowed to be on the beach because they thought you can go by boat or to have a swim to leave the country because it was all forbidden. And today you are so free and you can see the death strip. There was no tree, nothing. And today the nature has recovered this area and that is a wonderful feeling. Mm. We have overcome and people, citizens have overcome the division of Europe. The politicians in East and West had only to react, they had to react on the peaceful revolution in Eastern Europe. And so that is a bad past, but a wonderful thing that we have overcome this division of Europe without a war. Nobody could imagine this 25 years ago.
I know you're a history buff, Michael. What do you hope cyclists will take away from their experience cycling the Iron Curtain Trail?
Yeah, if you cycle, you are fast enough to see a lot and slow enough to look at it. And here you can stop, there is a monument, you can stop, there is a watchtower, and cross often the border to have a feeling. 25 years ago, it wasn't possible, and today it is not necessary to show your passport.
I know there's one section of the trail that requires a Russian visa. I don't know if you have it, but are you going to bike all the way to the Black Sea?
Yeah, that is possible. You need a visa in Russia and, of course, in Kaliningrad. There you need it. My son, for example, has done with two friends 2 years ago the stretch from the Norwegian-Russian border at the Barents Sea near Kirkenes to St. Petersburg with a visa. That was not a problem.
So how many more days do you have until you complete the 10,000 kilometers to the Black Sea?
I have done until now 5,000 kilometers. In the next 5 years, I will do the rest. But in this year, there was an e-bikers.
Yeah.
They made it from the Barents Sea to Black Sea in 30 days.
Wow.
With e-bikes, and of course very fast, and they just arrived on the Black Sea.
Well, you're taking the right approach, I think. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say.
Of course.
Michael Kramer, now in Gdansk, Poland. He's been cycling on the Iron Curtain Bicycle Trail, which is the answer to our geo quiz today. Happy trails to you, Michael. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.